This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Only 16% of the world's population lives above the U.S. poverty line, which is $23,021 for a family of four. As many as 80% of the girls in some states, juvenile justice systems have a history of sexual or physical abuse, according to the Human Rights Project for Girls. Sexual abuse was particularly bad in Oregon, where 93% of the girls in the system reported such abuse, including 76% who were abused by the age of 13. And California, with 81% with such abuse, 40% having been raped or sodomized, and 45% having been burned or beaten. Facebook is preparing to test a giant drone with a 140-foot wingspan and weighing less than 1,000 pounds that they believe could fly for 3 months without fueling and attempt to deliver internet using lasers in underserved areas like Africa. Activists hung from a bridge in Portland, Oregon, in order to block a Royal Dutch Shell icebreaker headed to the Arctic in Alaska for drilling. The boat sailed back to the port of Portland, but Greenpeace was ordered by a U.S. judge in Alaska to pay $2,500 per hour if the protest continued. Improved rules on lending to military service members have extended the hard cap of 36% to all loans, thereby shutting off some of the sketchier products. The Justice Department has dropped all of its investigations into former baseball slugger Barry Bonds, who holds the record for total home runs. A Russian who made billions on an early bet on Facebook has plopped down $100 million for the search for alien life on other planets. If you get to take a vacation, experts say that well-being improves in as little as 2 days, but peaks on the eighth day. Fetal ultrasounds jumped up 92% from 2004 to 2014, averaging more than 5 per pregnancy, but medical experts say that 1 to 2 in low-risk pregnancies are more than enough. Alzheimer's seems to accelerate more rapidly in women than in men, calling for studies on gender differences in dealing with the disease. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.